Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Basic Gospel Live. We'd love to hear from you. If it's 3 p.m. Central, well, it is the live broadcast, and we have an open line for you with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to serve you at 844-322-2742. So if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, now's the time to call. In the U.S. and Canada, that's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Want to thank all of our listeners and supporters and friends who have stepped up to the plate to help us during this time. You know, there are so many people struggling out there. I think unemployment applications are over 10 million right now. So there's a lot of people hurting, really struggling to make it day in and day out through this particular pandemic, this crisis that we're facing today. And certainly every business, every ministry, every church is facing the same type of situation. And we're all wondering what's going to happen, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. God knows all about that, and he's just calling us to trust him day in and day out. And so I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of those who are standing with us, those who are sending in gifts either through the mail or going to our website and making contributions there online. We just say thank you, and let's keep telling this good news to as many people as we possibly can, because this really is an unprecedented time to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as the number of cases continues to just rise exponentially. I think we're well over 250,000 here in the United States, over 6,500 deaths. And that number just goes up and up and up. And I think more and more people are asking, well, what if I get it? What if I'm one of those statistics? What if I die from the coronavirus? What will happen to me? And that's why we need to be prepared. And there's only one message that will prepare us for that ultimate end that all of us will face here on planet Earth, unless the Lord comes back first. And that's receiving the life of Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in John chapter 11, he is the resurrection and the life. And boy, that's good news. That's our hope right here and now. And let me just read that passage, because it's such a powerful passage. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. So death, physical death, is not the end as far as believers are concerned. We have been prepared for eternity to spend our existence with the Lord Jesus Christ in a dynamic, vibrant relationship, all built upon his love for you and me. So he's the resurrection. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though they die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. And do you believe this? And that's the question that God asks of all of us. What do you say about Jesus? Do you believe that he is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that through faith in him, you will live forever in his presence? That's the good news of the gospel. And I know there's lots of people out there wondering what's going to happen. Well, here's the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the one that can prepare your heart and equip you to look at that, not from a vantage point of fear, but from a vantage point of victory, knowing that he's already overcome the grave, and that you, through faith in him, that you've become more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. That is the good news from Basic Gospel, everybody. And, Bob, thanks for sharing that. As we get the broadcast underway, we have open lines. If you have a question, friends, and you're hearing the live broadcast, why, you can come right into the studio, just like Duran is going to be doing in just a moment, and talk to us directly at 844-322-2742. And again, that's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Thus begins Romans chapter 8, and to me there is no more comforting and reassuring passage in all of Scripture. This is where Bob Christopher takes us for a highly encouraging message called When God is for You, and we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to Basic Gospel in the month of April. When God is for you, request your copy when you click donate at basicgospel.net or choose any of the other methods of making your April gift to Basic Gospel. We would love for you to partner with us, and as Bob said at the outset of the broadcast, thank you to those of you who have stepped up in the meantime to support this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines, and we do have plenty of open lines right now, so if you have a question, call 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, we're going to go down to Temple, Texas, and talk to our good friend, Daron. Hi, Daron.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. How about for you?
Doing good, Bob. It's been a while. I just had a question about Esau and Jacob. And I read the scriptures, and I was wondering if you can kind of elaborate on that. After reading it for myself, it seems like Jacob was just as bad as Esau. I mean, what do you think?
Well, yeah. yes, he was the deceiver and the trickster. So, yes, he, you know, as far as his character, you don't look at him and think, oh, that's the guy I would pick to be kind of the head of the family. And yet that's what God did. But he made that choice when the two were in the womb. And so he said the older is going to serve the younger. And that was just God's choice. So it had nothing to do with Jacob or Esau. It had everything to do with God's choice. And so it's the same. It's the same as far as this gospel is concerned, that God has chosen to save us through Christ Jesus. So he chose to save the Jew through Christ Jesus, and he's chosen to save the Gentile through Christ Jesus. It's not because we're good people. It's because we're sinners and we need to be saved. So that's his mercy that is being poured out on mankind today through the work of Jesus Christ. So he chose Jacob to be the one through whom the blessing would flow. And so Jacob became the father of the 12, and Judah, being one of those 12, became the bloodline through whom Jesus would come. And now that Jesus is in the world, he is blessing the world. So we receive that blessing of God through Jesus Christ, and that blessing is available to all who call upon the name of the Lord. So no, Jacob wasn't chosen because he was a great guy. This choice was made before they ever entered into this world, while they were still in the womb.
Right. Okay, now I understand that. And also, within the whole context, you know, Paul speaks about this, like the Israel, the children of Israel, they were called, considered the circumcised. But it doesn't matter if you're circumcised or not circumcised. It's what faith that counts. So God brought, you know, the uncircumcised Gentiles in at some point in time, which is what's Christ, right?
Right, because it's all a matter of the heart, as it says in chapter 2 of Romans, for no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. So God has always been interested in doing something in the hearts of people, and only does he do that through grace. He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, and that's what we experience when we humbly come to him and receive this gift of new life in Christ. There's a circumcision of the heart. Our hearts are prepared to receive him and be joined to him in a union that will never be broken.
Amen. Amen. Well, that answered my question, Bob. That's where I was kind of stuck on. So, but to answer my question, is just, it was God's, you know, basic choice. It had nothing to do with their behavior or nothing. It was just his choice.
Absolutely.
Election.
Absolutely. And their choice, their God's choice, as far as Jacob and Esau were concerned, was not about salvation. It was just saying, I'm choosing Jacob to be the one through whom the blessing is going to go through. So he said to Abraham, through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. Isaac came on the scene, and he said the same thing to him. Through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. And that went through Jacob. It should have gone through Esau, since he was the first one born. But God had already made the choice that the older would serve the younger. And so he was saying that blessing that I have given to Abraham, Isaac, is now going through Jacob, and it eventually went all the way down to Jesus. And Jesus is that seed, as Paul explained in Galatians chapter 3. And it's through Jesus that the world is blessed today.
Right. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Bob. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for your call, Daron.
Yeah, great to hear from
you,
brother.
Tell all of our friends hello down there.
Yeah.
I sure will. Y'all stay safe, all right?
Thank okay.
You too.
We'll do it.
All right. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Again, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you, as we did from Daron, and we'll be hearing from Landon in just a moment. 844-322-2742. Bob, before we go to Landon, I had this question I wanted to get to. This came in a little bit earlier. A Facebook viewer, Bob, he says, I was accused recently of serving Baal because I believe in the heresy of the Trinity. But I can see the Trinity starting in Genesis 1. Is this belief that it's heresy something new?
Well, the Trinity was something that, you know, people scratched their heads about. And certainly, you know, in Israel and in Jewish thought, God was one. He wasn't manifested in three persons. They didn't understand that. And so when that doctrine got expanded more in the New Testament, and believers started to talk about the fact that Jesus was both fully God and fully man, mm-hmm. that he was God in a flesh suit, that he and the Father were one, that was offensive to the Jewish mind.
Yes.
And so they were saying, hey, you're pagan because you're worshiping more than one God. If you say God the Father is God and then Jesus Christ is a God and now you're bringing in the Holy Spirit, you've got three different gods you're worshiping. So they were very skeptical of that doctrine, and they said, you're no different than the pagans that are around us. But as you look into the Word of God, and you see from the very beginning, like you said, you go into the book of Genesis, let us make man in our image. Who is the us?
Right.
You see the Spirit hovering over in Genesis 1-2. You see in the beginning God, and then he spoke this in this world into existence by his word. So you see the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Spirit there in Genesis 1 in the creation story. And all of that is God unfolded throughout the Word of God. Now, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. It is just a word that we have adopted to explain what's clearly revealed. I like, quite frankly, to use the Godhead. And within that Godhead is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that's a good way to describe it. But this God is one. He's manifest in three persons, yeah. All equal, of the same essence, the same mm-hmm. nature.
Yeah.
So you keep proclaiming the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, regardless of the accusations and the criticism that might come your way. Why? Because that's truth.
Yeah. Bob, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. Friends, remember, we're streaming live video of this broadcast every day on both Facebook and YouTube, and you can find the links at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net, a very simple way to click on and join the broadcast video and audio through the streams. That's at basicgospel.net at the link at the top of the page.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Landon out in Salida, California. Hi, Landon.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a question for you guys. I wanted to know, when did the disciples get baptized? This was not really addressed in the Gospels.
Well, we don't see it in the Gospels at all, do we? We know John the Baptist was baptizing people, and maybe they were baptized by him. We don't know. It doesn't tell us. We do know that they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, and we know that that took place, Landon, at the day of Pentecost, and that's the important baptism. That's the one that matters. John baptized in water, but John the Baptist said, you know, this is what I do. I dunk people in water, but there's one coming after me of whose sandals I'm not worthy to tie. And when he comes, he's going to baptize people in the Holy Spirit. So that baptism took place at Pentecost. They were baptized by the Holy Spirit, placed into the body of Christ, and you too were baptized in the Holy Spirit and placed into the body of Christ on the very day that you believed. And that's good news. So that makes us all members of the body of Christ, and which means we belong to Christ. We're a part of the people of God, and we belong to one another.
All right.
That make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Well, thanks, Landon. Thanks for your call. Always good to hear from you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are so
you
welcome.
And we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. You know, economically and militarily, America is the most powerful nation on earth. But how easily so simple a thing as a virus can practically bring an entire nation to its knees, and how easily the freedoms that Americans traditionally have enjoyed can be lost. Restrictions on business and travel, and of course, fear of COVID-19 itself bring that truth into sharp focus. But for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, the words of the holy angels and of Jesus himself, fear not, bring assurance and peace, because we know that God works in all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. When God is for you, who can stand against you? Well, as our thanks to those of you who support Basic Gospel this month, we want to send you a copy of a new message by Bob Christopher entitled, When God is for You. Now, in this time of uncertainty and disruption, it will be a message of comfort and encouragement. So be sure to request your copy of When God is for You when you click donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. B has a question for us, and she is watching us on our YouTube live stream. So, B, thanks for joining us today, as you do most days, and thanks for this great question. She writes this: would you please explain John 16:10? How does the Holy Spirit convict the world concerning righteousness, and what does Jesus's ascension have to do with it? Well, John 16:10 is a part of this passage where Jesus is explaining the work of the Holy Spirit as it relates to the world. So the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world about wrong, about sin, righteousness, and judgment. So we had a wrong idea about sin, what it is, what its nature is, what its essence is, and how to overcome it. We've had a wrong idea, a faulty idea about righteousness, and one about judgment as well. And so the Holy Spirit is going to correct that. So concerning sin, it's because we don't believe in Jesus Christ. We look at sin as all these things that we do, all these violations of the law, these transgressions of the law, and certainly those are identified as sins, and that's the fruit of it. But the root of all sin is unbelief in Jesus Christ. We didn't know that. We didn't understand that. And so the Holy Spirit was sent by God to convict the world about that, to let us know the truth. Why? So that we could turn to Christ and receive him and become believers, so that label of sinner could be removed from our resume and could be replaced with child of God, saint by calling. And then righteousness, we had a wrong idea about righteousness. So there is self-righteousness, which means we think we can make ourselves right in the sight of God. But time and time again, in this New Testament, we read that no one will be declared righteous through obedience to the law,
right,
whether it's the Ten Commandments or whether it's some other set of rules and regulations that we put out as a standard to meet. So no one will be declared righteous through obedience to the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed to be corrected on that. So the Holy Spirit says there's only one place, one person that you're going to find righteousness, and that's Jesus Christ. And so he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So if we're going to receive righteousness, we exchange our sin. Jesus takes it, and in exchange, he gives us his righteousness.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that he ascended into heaven proves that he was right with God the Father and that he has the righteousness that he can give to you and me. So we were wrong about righteousness. We were wrong about sin. We were wrong about judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit comes and he corrects us on those things. And in all of it, in that correction, he shows us Jesus, that we need to believe in him, we need to receive his righteousness, and we need to count on his judgment to make us alive together with him.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
B, hope that helps. Thank you so much for that great question. Let's go quickly to our phone lines and talk to Shirley, who's listening to us here in Texas. Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Good afternoon. I have a question from the book of John 2, chapter 20, verse 17. Christ has risen and he's sending out his apostles. And he tells them, if you forgive someone's sin, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. I've never heard anyone teach on that.
As to
so
what?
What does it mean?
Well, it's a great question. And what he's doing is just, he's merely saying, I am giving you the authority to take this gospel message out to the world. And in that gospel message is forgiveness and life. And as you proclaim it, then that's what people are going to experience. And it's not you doing the work. It's because this has already been kind of laid out in the heavenlies, that Jesus, he was foreknown before creation even happened. He and God the Father already knew at a point in time Jesus was going to enter into this world. He was going to become flesh and blood, and he was going to suffer for you and me, to the point of death on the cross. And so here he's saying, I'm going to send you out and in my authority, and you can offer this gospel, and in this gospel is forgiveness of sins. Now, if you look, Shirley, and I did a video on this on our YouTube channel, and it's a much fuller explanation, so I would encourage you to go to basicgospel.net/YouTube, and you can find the entire teaching on this. But it says, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain, it is retained. That's what the Greek says. So in that second phrase, the word forgiveness isn't used in the original manuscripts. It's just been inserted in there. So I think it's merely saying to us that we have the authority to offer release from sins and to offer new life in Jesus Christ. We have the authority to share this gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit and see God do his work in people's lives.
Shirley, thanks for calling. Hope that's a help to you. Hope you keep listening and call again. Friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have questions or concerns, remember, just drop us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent message by Bob Christopher called When God Is For You. And as you make your donation this month, we'd love to send it to you. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and help get the word far and wide. Be sure to request your copy of When God Is For You. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again on Monday for Basic Gospel. Have a great hand-washing and social distancing weekend, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.